Disclaimer, here's just a quick warning to say that some of the content involved in this content is a little bit sexual in nature, and also maybe you should get that mole checked out. Enjoy the show. Hey there, could I interest you in some content? Because you're looking like you're needing some fresh off the press, and this might be the best of the best with two guests. Can you guess what we're doing today? Because I can't say, this is only presumably content. Welcome to Content, presumably a podcast. That's all the intro I've gotten written for this. Joining me today are two wonderful people. In one of my guests today, he's known very much for his silky smooth voice, his 5 to 10 knees, and not just his webbed fingers, but also his webbed hair. It's Phil Better from The Phil Better Show. How are you doing today, Phil?
I'm doing excellent. That is the second greatest intro I've ever had. The web hair. The web hair was throwing it off, though. Could have got number one, but you had to throw in my webbed hair.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you weren't telling people about the webbed hair thing yet. I thought it was public
secret.
Knowledge.
It was our secret, man.
I did elect to ignore it when you said I'm telling you this in confidence.
It's fine. I'll forgive you.
And my other guest today is famous nationwide for being able to cut any person's hair into a 6-foot-tall replica of Arnold Schwarzenegger's face. How he does it, nobody knows. But he's also the host of the wonderful Why Did I Do That? It's Charlie. How are you doing today, Charlie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? That is awesome. That is probably the best intro I've ever heard. And the tip is backcombing and mousse.
Ah,
I'm not telling you any more than that.
Backcombing
and mousse.
But how do you... Because you... It's with color and everything.
Yeah, well, obviously that's
dye. You have the color of Arnold Schwarzenegger's leathery face. But to the exact where it is. I don't know how you do it.
Look,
I don't
it's
believe
taken
it's
years
just
of practice.
Back combing and mousse. I know you're lying to me to keep it safe.
I started working on it with dolls and young Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then since then, it's just evolved. And at the wonderful age of 22, I've now perfected the skill.
I imagine it's more difficult with his old leathery hide
it's
that he
much
has
harder.
Now. No disrespect
why,
to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's
I know
why Phil had never heard
like
that about me. As you said, it hasn't broken the international barrier yet. I think it's because I'm doing old man Arnie, and everyone knows that the Americas love young man Arnie. So, but I'm not willing.
It's very true, we do.
I'm not willing to sacrifice my artistic intent to satisfy them. So, you know.
Well, the main reason I've got you two here on what is probably the first episode of Content, presumably, it's definitely the first one being recorded, so sorry to any listeners if this turns out to be a bit of a mess, but with both of these people, I have officially had... They're all going to be messes, it's very likely. There is no concept to this show. but my guests that I have today, in some official capacity, on Twitter at least... I have had professional internet beef with, which is quite a fun time. Now, I feel like, have we all buried the hatchet? I know me and Phil have buried the hatchet. Me and Charlie just sort of stopped talking about it, probably because it kept filling us with rage every time we could bring it up.
It just made me cry, and I didn't want to feel that way anymore.
I have to ask, what was the beef between you two?
Okay.
Oh, you didn't know
so
about the beef between us? Well, the beef between us, who wants to go? Go on, you do it. I'm sure you'll insult me to no end, and I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Okay. Basically, this fucking moronic piece of shit thinks that Looney Tunes Back in Action
yes!
is a better film than Space Jam.
Ooh, okay, yeah, I remember this.
How?
Carlisle, you're a dumbass.
Well, I love this. So, I love that in this, you're the one saying that it kind of sounds like you think Charlie's beef with me is more justified than yours. And I think that's kind of funny, because in both cases, I've managed to land myself in pretty unwinnable beefs. More so with Phil than with you. But with Phil, what my beef was is I went on a different podcast to this, and I made quite a friendly joke about Canada. And then Phil messaged me like, hey, do you want to start a beef? Because that sounds fun. And I agreed it sounded like fun. So
I didn't know there was a message. I just saw you tweet about it and was like, this will be funny. Let's start some beef. Let's get our names out there. Let's be the new Logan Paul and KSI.
Jesus.
Well, we started a bit. It's probably important to know for this that Phil is Canadian, so that's why when I made a very friendly joke, all things considered, about Canada, he was like, "Fancy doing a beef for more or less no reason?" And I said, "Sure."
Yeah.
But that meant that I had to just lean into the position of just fuck Canada and fuck Canadians. God, I hate Canada and Canadians. They're all cunts, the lot of them. So I just, and that was just my position on Twitter for a good few weeks, just for the, because I love the beef. So that was obviously a beef I was never going to win.
It made for very enjoyable reading.
My position
reading,
is just
though.
Fuck an entire nation. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And eventually that beef was squashed because me and Phil competed with each other on that same podcast, Jason Croxon's Getting to Know Who, and I lost. So now my official position
horribly,
and that of the rest of
horribly.
My podcast... Oh yeah, I got dicked on. our whole position is just, Canada is amazing. We love Canada now. And I believe at the end of that podcast, Phil, you said, and Luxembourg's stupid because my family is from Luxembourg. And now I'm afraid I just have to agree with you because you put me in my place. So fuck all of my friends and family in Luxembourg for associating with the piece of shit place. So my beef with Charlie is also kind of unwinnable. I actually believe in my position against Charlie. I never actually had a problem with Canadians.
But no one does.
No, you can't.
Well,
everyone
it's
in Canada
kind of
is
impossible,
too nice.
Isn't it?
And well, now that leads legal,
for it.
We're even nicer.
I'd love if we just turned you all into psychopaths. Just murders across the nation. They've been repressed for so long, and then they get something that just turns off that filter, and they just turn into just maniacs.
No, you have to take away our Tim Hortons. Once you take away the Tim Hortons, holy fuck, do we get mean.
Oh, this really? Is a reference I can't understand, but I assume it's a fast food chain of some description.
So Tim Hortons is where it's like, it's our Starbucks. It's a bit
it's where
cheap.
Our babies are christened.
Yes, it's also where we go when we have children, and that's where Canadians are born. But no, it's our where our coffee joint. Like it's the local every town pretty much has at least 10 Tim Hortons. Even if it's a town of 100 people, it has 10 Tim Hortons.
I watched a video of a woman in a Tim Hortons shitting on the counter.
Yep, there's that too.
That's
she
the
didn't get her coffee.
I know what it is.
She didn't get her coffee. You see what happens?
Did that happen before or after the legalization?
Before.
Oh no, my theory has been broken.
Yeah, it's
you. Unless she's going back and just vomiting as well.
There's
been
no
on
update.
Purpose.
But
what's like, that maniac up to? The current Jesus. Standard for Canadian naughtiness is just a woman who took a shit once.
Oh, God.
That's how nice you guys are. I love my boys in my podcast from my other podcast, Dungeons and Dragnos, because I just came to them one day. They had no idea why, but I was just like, by the way, officially, we hate Canada now. And they were both just like, yep, fuck them. They're all cunts. Fuck Canada. And some time passed and Chris clearly forgot about it because we moved into our new house. And when he moved in, he had this new guitar. And it was gorgeous, really good guitar. And we're looking at it, and he was so happy with it. He was just beaming, you know, and he's showing us this guitar. And it's really good, isn't it? And we're like, oh, yeah, what's it from? And he said, oh, it's a Canadian brand. And me and Ross look at each other, and just the smiles vanish from our faces. And we turn back to Chris, and we're like, it can't be in the house. What are you talking about? We can't have this. We can't have this Canadian fucking guitar in the house. Have you forgotten? And the funniest thing about it is Chris didn't look dejected because we were rejecting his guitar. Chris was looking dejected because he'd forgotten his very important part in our role, is that he has to hate Canada. And so he put the guitar in the bin. This is a true story.
Oh now, my God, that's
he
amazing.
Did get it out
he
the
didn't.
Bin
he might he mimed putting it into like our black bin and then he took it out.
Is he allowed it in the house now that the beef has been settled?
Yeah, he's allowed it in the house now. But if he comes anywhere near me with a Luxembourg guitar, I'm going to break that shit over my knee.
Oh God, I love it.
My beef with Charlie is I just said on Twitter once that I think Back in Action is a better movie than Space Jam, and that's also a pretty unwinnable beef. I still believe that's true, but nobody in the world.
I've never seen Back in Action. So.
Oh, that's yeah, exactly. I was going to ask you if you'd seen it yet. The way this beef started.
I'm 100% on Space Jam side because it's the only one
I know
seen.
You are.
But I talked about it so much on various podcasts that I was just like, I have to defend this to the grave. I can't be nice about this. This has to be the one thing where I'm an arsehole.
When it started, we had like a friendly back and forth on Twitter, and then it ended with you just going, yeah, all right, you have your opinion, mate. And then you went on Rory Spence's Dog Hair Presents and just called me a moron.
And then, like, jokey, loving way.
Oh, I know. I thought it was hilarious. But then what I thought was even funnier, it was like 5 minutes later, you were just like, is it good? I've never seen it.
Oh, sweet fucking Jesus.
But I can't win that one either, because nobody has seen Back in Action, and everybody fucking loves Space Jam.
I've actually seen both movies in theaters.
Okay, which one's better?
In theaters.
Space Jam, come on.
Oh, yeah. I win.
I've managed to turn my house round. Chris had never seen it, and I watched it with him when this all started. Most of what I do is just organizing podcast beef things. I just live for it. And we watched it. He was like, you know what? I think I agree with you. Back in Action is better. And I watched Space Jam again recently. It hasn't held up very well for me. I still love it, don't get me wrong, because I'm like obsessed with a lot of Looney Tunes stuff. And I think that's why I like Back in Action more, because Back in Action is a film for Looney Tunes fans.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys fancy doing a segment of some description?
Oh, can I just quickly jump in? Because you know earlier I said that I'd organise something very special for this
podcast. Yeah, okay, what have you got?
Okay, so when Twitter beef gets too big, what happens with it?
No idea what happens.
Oh,
diss track,
motherfuckers. Are we going to have a fight?
Diss track, Carlos, drop me a beat. I wrote a fucking diss track.
Oh, it's gonna be Skype delayed.
Carlisle, you're such a prick. We know you're a Jerry, but you think you're a Rick. You're from a country that's really small. Just like your dick. Now here's a verse for my man Phil. You think Canada shit? Did you take a mad pill? It's got a lovely president and free healthcare. Only downside, you could get mauled by a bear.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I've got two more verses.
Oh, fuck, that's amazing. Oh, God, I can't keep rapping. I can't keep beatboxing because I keep laughing. I'm going to have to drum it on my knee.
Okay. Space Jam is the best Looney Tunes film. It burns back in action like a pottery kiln. Basketball is so much better than a diamond. If you keep chatting shit, you'll hear a fucking siren.
Siren?
You watch music live, and I respect that. I bet you'd look good in a backwoods cap. I like your podcast. It's really funny. This rap is over now. Give me all your money, bitch. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you say that's what I did today.
Did you say you think I'd look good in a backwards cap?
Yeah, I needed something that rhymed with whatever thing I did. I just wrote a line that I thought was funny and then just thought of something that rhymed.
Well, that is
I
how rap
about
works.
5 minutes,
so,
if
good
you
job.
Can't tell.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, a new segment.
Thank you so much. I love it. Okay. I love
that
it so
was
much.
Beautiful.
I wish I had a retaliation, but I've clearly been put in my place.
I just was in the car today and I was like, beef. I need to do a diss track.
I thought the way this was going to go was... I thought how this was going to go is... You were like, what happens when you have a Twitter beef? Most of the time these days, it ends with a fucking wrestling match for some reason. Not a wrestling... Like a boxing match.
Yeah.
KSI keeps fucking doing that.
Yeah, Carlisle, look outside your house. I'm here in pants. I'm ready to fight you.
You got your boxing gloves on. Oh my Jesus. God, I'm looking out my window. It's Charlie with a towel draped around his neck and two press reporters. God, oh, I've not been working out. I'm not ready for this. He's going to trounce me. He's looking jacked as hell.
Just came from a football match. He's ready to go.
Yes, I played very shit, so I need to take out my aggression on someone.
Yeah, you got some anger. Cool. Hey, this is a segment that I'm going to call I Work in Film. And this is the idea. We're going to make porn star names for each other. But...
Oh, shit!
So I'm going to make one for Phil. Phil, you make one for Charlie. And Charlie, you make one for me. But we have to justify the one that we get as if we've made it ourselves and explain why it's a good porn star name, why it's sexy, why people will watch it. So I'll go first. I'm cheating a bit. I've had a bit more time to think about it. But Phil, let me paint you a picture, buddy. Okay?
Oh, God.
You're finishing high school. You know what you want to do with your life. So you basically phoned in these exams because you know you're never going to need it. You know you've got what it takes. You've got the goods. So the first thing you do, you've graduated. You go straight from the graduation, still wearing your gown with nothing on underneath it and your cap. And you go straight to the agency. And they sign you because they think it's weird when you come at them with your idea and your name. But you convince them. And I want to know how you convince them to let you call yourself the Toupee Bandit. In porn star videos.
Oh shit, Toupee Bandit. Oh fucking Christ. So, how I convince them that I'm the Toupee Bandit, the best porn name in all of porn, it's very simple. I shave my head completely bald, so underneath the hat. No, I shaved everywhere completely bald except for my pubes. And the way I did my pubes is like Donald Trump's hair. So it looks, when you look, it looks like Donald Trump's face down there. Because of the way the hair is, it cut you.
His face does look exactly like a penis, so that works, yeah.
It does. So.
I've always said that about him.
So.
I'm not a fan of his politics, but I mean, he has got a very scrotum-like face, and I'm well up for that.
So, I go there, I show it, they're amazed at how lifelike it looks like, and I just steal things as the Toupee Bandit, as I shake my crotch in front of your face.
Do you shag people? That's kind of important as well. Okay, yeah, you know what? I'm happy with that. That's pretty good. So your crux is Jesus that you've caught the Toupee Bandit. Because your pubes and dick look like Donald Trump.
It's the best I got on short notice. My God.
That's fair. You know what? I'll give you that. Hey, Phil. Do you want to paint a picture for Charlie about how he gets into the porn industry with a ridiculous name?
All right. Charlie. It's yes. You're late one night. Your girlfriend just broke up with you. You're devastated. You just finished binge watching Ryan Gosling films. And you're crying, and you decide, fuck it. So you rush down to wherever the porn industry is in London, the seediest part of London. You tear open the door, you jump in, and you tell them that you're the Ugly Duckling.
The Ugly Duckling. Okay.
That's just... my girlfriend's just broken up with me, and now you're calling me ugly?
I'm not saying you're ugly. You've cried, you know. Who hasn't ugly cried?
Okay, so here's how I justify it. I walk into the room. I sit down and I say, I'm the Ugly Duckling. And they say, well, where'd you get that from? And then, as always, I have pictures of me at various ages in my back pocket. I was a very fat child. No. And,
it's a weird thing to bring into a porn star meeting.
Well, they need to know where I come from.
Pictures of children. Okay.
Sir, it's not that kind of porn, sir. You need to
I
put
make
those
clear
away.
That these are pictures of me from the past. And I show them as I slowly get older and older, and I get uglier and uglier. And I say, if you see these now, just wait till I hit 40. Wait till I hit that John Hamm age where suddenly everything, like a fine wine, like a good cheese, everything just clicks into place and I become a beautiful swan.
Are you saying John Hamm was some sort of munter before he became 40?
He's just an extremely attractive, like, 40-year-old.
He is.
I didn't see him in his youth. I'm sure he was very handsome.
I think he was always handsome. I think he came out of the womb that good-looking.
With that hair as well.
Probably. Yeah.
And the
and that just chiseled jawline. Chiseled like you wouldn't believe.
And the anaconda in the pants.
Pectoral so hard it broke his mother's pelvis. Sorry.
And he slapped the doctor as well. If the doctor didn't slap him, he slapped the doctor.
So convince me if a friend that he slapped the doctor. Convince me if I'm wrong. The Ugly Duckling story. The Ugly Duckling story is largely about... It's about a duckling that everyone thinks is ugly, but it turns out it's actually a baby swan, right? So it grows up to be beautiful. So you've missed a good beat there, Charlie, because we're talking about something that looks like one thing, but changes into something else, and there is a whole world of places you could go in a porn star thing. We're talking trans porn. We're talking grower, not a shower. Imagine that. You whip out your shriveled, tiny, flaccid penis, and you're like, don't worry, this is the ugly duckling part. But are you ready for the swan? And then then this enormous penis comes out.
Oh, no. Oh,
God. I was hoping he would gonna go down that way. Like, he's like, look at me. I'm not beautiful. And then he just, like, whips out the giant anaconda that's in his pants. That's what I was hoping for. Look at this swan. And it's just, like, this majestic. And you had, like, painted it white and shit and made it look pretty.
By the way, thanks for coming on, guys. I didn't tell you it was going to be this rude.
That's okay.
This is by far one of the best podcasts I've been on, just because of the fucking randomness.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Are you ready, God.
Charlie?
For your story,
yeah, I'm
Connor?
Ready. Go on, hit me.
Okay, so you're sat there in your armchair. It's 3 days past your 81st birthday when suddenly you
81st. Did you
81st?
Say
okay. You think back and you say, wow, I never did all those things I wanted to do. And suddenly, a thought comes into your head and you rush down to the big porn industry that happens in Sheffield, I'm assuming. Walk in the room and you say, my name is Bongella Cool Mint Gel, and I am here to audition.
Bongella Coolant Gel.
Cool Mint Gel.
Bongella Cool Mint Gel.
Yes. Well, it's definitely not on the desk next to me.
That just sounds like a very specific product.
It's for, like, mouth ulcers.
Not when I'm wielding it, it's not.
Oh, sweet fuck.
Okay, well, I hate to go here immediately, but this is obviously going to have to be some sort of semen joke.
Thank you.
Cooling gel. Mm. Well, I guess I'm a doctor, aren't I? I'm a... You know all the doctor porn? I'm sure do.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Never
glad none
porn
of us
in my
gonna,
life.
Oh, okay. Phil is going to pretend. It's fine. We can abet in his illusion. You know, it's fine.
Phil actually just mentioned to me the other day about all his favorite types of porn, so
what's it again? I've got it. Well, what's my favorite type of porn again?
It was hentai, obviously. Everyone's favorite.
Yes, yes.
Everybody's favorite. Yeah. Definitely top 3 if nothing else. So I exclusively do doctor porn, and that's how I solve everything. Hey, you got a sore back? Time for some cooling gel. You got mouth ulcers? There you go, that works.
You gotta crank the handle.
Oh fuck,
is that what you like? Do you like getting cranked in your handle? Cause ow,
crank isn't the right word. I don't know.
Crank is not the right word. Oh, this is so rude already. It's okay. It sets the precedent.
Fuck.
So that was fun. Who do we think? Who do we think is the most alluring porn star out of the three of us now? Who's getting the most jobs?
I do quite like Donald Trump penis. That's that one. I'd be all over that shit.
The toupee bandit.
Toupee bandit.
It's arguably too niche. I say arguably. It's definitely too niche. But also, I think people are happy to see Donald Trump made a fool of in any way, so it probably would take off. Just guy
it would
who's
do well in Southern
shtick.
America.
Yeah, a guy whose entire shtick is just... My dick and associated pubes sort of look like Donald Trump.
Mate, you would fucking kill in the Bible Belt, though.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think it'd have value both ways, actually, because Trump supporters, like avid supporters, would probably be like, yeah, go on, get some, Donald. And
grab her by the pussy.
Avidly, grab her by the pussy, Donald. And people who are avidly against Donald Trump be like, look at this idiot. So yeah, actually, it could have grounds for a pretty major expansion.
Boom.
But it's a risky bet, isn't it? It's a it's a risky roll of the dice leaving your graduation to sign up for it.
Yeah. Slight risk.
Sure, cool. Has anyone else got anything else to say about the porn stuff? Should we move on to something else?
What's your favourite porn category, guys?
Oh, go on. We're doing a ranking. I've already revealed that hentai is definitely in my top three, so I guess I have to stick with that, because if this discussion is anything to go by, if I choose a stance, I will fucking play it into the ground. Fuck Canadians, and fuck octopuses, because I want to fuck a cartoon octopus. Is it cartoon?
Wait,
is
what? Hentai?
What's hentai? No, hentai is just anime. Isn't it?
Yeah. Fucking what the hell? What the?
No. There's one that is specifically animated tentacle stuff.
I have no idea.
Tentacle porn.
I'm Googling
it. Yeah, that's pure tentacle porn.
No, tentacle porn is a thing, but there is a word for just animated tentacle porn, and I'm going to now Google.
Carlisle.
Animated tentacle porn.
Are you gonna, after this is finished, are you going to go into your housemate's rooms? And who you do your podcast with, and just be like, we like hentai now. There's nothing you can do about it.
If I fucking do, they will. They'll just be like, okay, cool. That is Dungeons and Dragnos' official stance, is hentai. Hentai is our thing. That's what we do.
Oh, I can't wait.
Maybe I was wrong, because nothing's coming up. There's just a bunch of things that just list it as anime tentacle porn. Which is now in my search history, because I did not go on an incognito tab before I did this.
It was definitely not on there before. Sure. Sure.
Not at all.
Ignore the fact that all these Google links are purple. Do you want to try another segment that I've got written down?
Sure. If it's anything like the...
It's not going to be nearly as rude.
Okay.
Well, unless we make it rude. That's up to you guys.
Challenge accepted.
This is called Dr. Doctor. I think I might be a hypochondriac. So each of us... Each of us invents a ridiculous sounding disease, and then the other two get to workshop what it is.
Okay. Can I just quickly prefix this by, the other day I found out there's a disease called best eye disease.
The fuck is best eye disease?
Just better. I have
no idea what it is, but I saw it like written down, and I thought someone was just like, aw, he's being cute, it's the best eye disease. And then I googled it and I was like, oh no, it's actually a very serious thing, and now I feel bad for laughing. It's got such a cute name, though.
This lack of definition for this podcast works in all ways. I can do whatever I want. We're going to spend time learning what best... It is just called best disease.
Oh, is it?
Who would do this? Best disease is a genetic condition you are born with, although it does not usually start to affect your vision until later in life. Yeah, it just makes you fucking blind, and it's called Best Disease.
That's fucking...
Who would fucking do this?
It's probably named after someone fucking named Best.
Or just some cunt who thought it was funny.
I don't think it is, though. Well, it might be. It might just be some just terrible person. And everybody just went along with it.
More than likely.
Cool. Well, that's very depressing.
A group of scientists sat around a table like, this is the worst disease we've ever seen. And then this guy comes in drunk like, you know, it would be fucking hilarious.
Best disease ever.
And then they went, guys, this is the sixth time he's suggested this. If we do it now, maybe he'll fucking stop.
Oh, God.
Has anybody got any ideas for a ridiculous sounding disease? Besides best disease, just tops disease, just A+, A*, first classification disease. I've got a couple ideas written down. Again, I'm cheating a bit because I've had time to think about it.
Shoot them out. Me and Charlie can work them out.
All right, guys, tell me the symptoms and maybe even the treatments as far in depth as you want to get. What happens in hereditary jazz?
I know about this one firsthand. Phil, do you mind if I take this?
Take it, my man.
Firsthand.
It's a very serious matter. It's run in my family for generations, where when you reach the age of 50, bang on your 50th birthday, the second you were born, you just do jazz hands.
Just all and the time.
All the time. You're laughing, but it's not funny. It's very serious.
Is there a cure?
You try... you have to leave your job. If you try to write while using jazz hands, you can't. It's just scribbles. The only time it's good for us when you go to a jazz club. And in this day and age, in 2018, how many people are going to jazz clubs? There is only one cure, and it's the cut of your hands. It's
Jesus.
Not a good cure. It doesn't fix anything. I said this was serious.
You did. I should have promised that. I like the idea of someone in a club. Someone's gone to a jazz club to fit in a bit, and then somebody goes, "You're really good at this," and then they just break down crying.
I can see it happening. Oh, God. Please, I just want to stop.
I can't help it. Okay, this is just how I live. I realize that joke is a lot less funny because you can't see me doing jazz hands while I do that.
I was also doing it. Jazz hands. Don't worry.
I was imagining jazz hands. I don't have the same level of dedication. As I said, it affects people in my family, and I don't want to do it too early and not be able to stop.
Oh my god. I did Wonderful. Not think this podcast would go this way. Mind you, I had no idea where it would go, but certainly
I told
no
you
idea
nothing.
That jazz...
I gave you no idea what this was going to be.
Oh.
Phil, anybody else got ideas now? Diseases? Is this insensitive? I don't think this is insensitive. It's fine. Whatever. Got any disease names?
I've got one.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, I've heard recently that some people have been getting a very serious case of Wolverine kneecap.
Wolverine kneecap?
Wolverine cool. kneecap, yeah.
Well, I think it's actually been a major problem because it's been leading to cheating in the Olympics, okay?
Oh,
because
really?
What happens, yeah, because your knees become super furry, but also the kneecap becomes basically indestructible, like it's made of some sort of indestructible metal or something. And it means that people who are supposed to be doing the skis are allowed to just grind down on their impervious knees, and they're so furry that they don't get cold, and they're so aerodynamic that they can just skate all the way down that mountain, and they look great, and they don't tell anybody they've got Wolverine kneecaps. So that's one of the major issues, is the doping problems associated with Wolverine kneecaps in the Olympics.
Yeah, I was hearing about that.
I haven't heard about it, but I'm very glad you brought it to my attention.
One of the cures, though, that I've been hearing, it's experimental treatment out of X facility that the government has, is giving them cigars. Like, literally putting cigars in the knees.
How does that help? Does it like burn the fur and melt the metal away, or?
Well, it's not metal. It's just
the indestructible metal.
Yeah, it's what it does is it mellows out the knees, so they're not aggressive.
Can I ask what's in these cigars?
Well, it's a Canadian cigar.
In the doping thing, is it the knees? Because they sort of have a consciousness as well. They're forcing people to cheat. They need the cigars just to kind of chill out a second and behave like regular knees. And by behave like regular knees, I guess that would mean do literally nothing ever. But
yeah,
cool. Okay, so this is a disease of extra knee consciousness, but also sturdy bones and hair.
And are the knees always evil? Do they always try to make you cheat at sports?
Yes.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's a weird trend, but it's one that exists nonetheless. Phil, have you got...
Yeah, I have one. I don't know if you guys have been hearing, but there's been a rash of this disease spreading. It's called Memeitis.
Memeitis.
Yeah, it's Memeitis. You guys have any ideas what it is about?
Oh, I was going to say, isn't it when your face gets stuck in that SpongeBob meme shape and you can only talk in sort of like this? You can't, like, talk properly. You have to really talk very, like, uppercase, lowercase. I'm not sure, though. I might be wrong. I might have just heard that wrong about Memeitis. Carla, what did you think what it was?
I heard it might have been... So people often mistake it for a different disease called Memonia, which is when you're stuck in meme formats. But it's actually a form of narcissism because it's short for me, myself, and I... Tis? Right? So, thank you. I'm glad you laughed at that.
That was very clever.
It was, I have to admit. That was pretty good.
But they have that symptom in common where you just always talk like that. Anyway, but you're obsessed with yourself. They're both terrible diseases, but memeitis is clearly the more severe form of memonia, because memonia doesn't have the narcissism factor, memeitis does.
That's where I was getting confused, yeah.
Jesus, fuck. Also, I wrote down another one when I was workshopping this idea.
Please, go for it.
Pringlenemia.
Pringlenemia?
Pringlenemia. Like anemia, but with Pringles.
Oh, I heard of this. This is causing some issues. It's actually when your hand turns into a Pringle can. Because you've tried to get too many chips. So, like, you know how, like, the last Pringle is always hard, but people keep trying to go in?
Yeah.
So their hand starts forming into, like, a Pringle can. And,
I heard that it was a condition that came from the inability to stop popping bubble wrap. Because, as you know, once you pop, you just can't stop.
Oh, that was good.
Love it.
Thank you.
That was fucking good.
Has anyone got any more, or should you want to do a different segment?
Let's try a different segment.
Okay. This one's called Justifiably Lonely. Now, it comes okay. with a story.
This recently. Just sounds like the name of my autobiography and my sex tape.
And your sex
I
tape.
I was going to burn
I'm assuming
you.
The sex tape is a solo.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
I was going to
burn you. And then you hear the noises I make, and that's why it's justifiable.
Oh, man, I was ready to come after Charlie, but I'm like, no, I'm not going to be rude. And then Charlie just goes, he's like, fuck this, I'm taking it home, motherfuckers.
So the way so I guess for a second first, I should talk about something I've been doing in the past few months, which is I got bored one day and made a Tinder profile.
Oh God, you've been playing Tinder?
I have been. I've been suffering with Tinder addiction, and it's
any wins?
It's been well. I've got quite a lot of matches, but it's not an account
very nice.
For me, right? It's an account I've been managing, but the person in question that it's for. That his name is Human Man Dereal, right? And this is how his
sorry,
his
you
bio
cut out
reads.
There. Human Man
Dereal. Human Man Dereal. And this is how his bio reads. Hello, I am Human Man, which is pronounced Kevin. I am definitely a real human. You can tell because I wear hats. Only humans wear hats. And then his Spotify anthem is The Real Deal by T-Bar M. Camps. And the pictures of Human Man Dereal are several pictures of a dolphin in a hat. So
you've broken me.
Weirdly, I have a lot of matches. I've got, how many have I got so far? I've got 15 matches. I know it's not a lot compared to, like, a person. People. But no, this is why it's weird, because I don't swipe right for everyone. I swipe right based on my actual opinions. So I swipe, like some sort of fucking idiot, I only swipe right on people I think are interesting and attractive. And if they happen to have swiped right on my idiot dolphin fucking profile, then we match. And I've gotten 15 matches that way.
I want to hear these conversations.
Well, the conversations are pretty fun. Let me find a good one. God, so a lot of people don't message me back, which I think is weird. there it is. Okay, so this is from Emily. So in Emily's bio, she wrote, I will send
Is this her actual name?
Well, I mean, this is her actual name, but there's a lot of people called Emily. Okay. I feel like it's unlikely people could track down Emily based on this. Oh, but I am about to read her bio. It's okay. I think she's probably okay with having matched with a dolphin. sorry, Emily. If you have an issue, please email contentpresumably@gmail.com or tweet @cpresumably and tell me I'm a cunt. So under
that's
under
what the C stands for.
That's what the C stands for. Under the list of reasons to date me, She wrote, "I will send a constant stream of memes." And I wrote, "This constant stream of memes you mentioned intrigues me. I'm told I'm very at home in a wide enough stream." And she said, "Fantastic. I can build you a home that'll keep you entertained. So what do you do when you're not wearing hats?" And I said, "Mostly swimming. But only for pleasure, not for any silly biological need." And she said, "Lovely, how refreshing. I gather you're also one of the few animals, comma, sorry, comma, human, who has sex for pleasure." And I said, "As I am definitely a human, I can confirm that I am DTF." And then we stopped talking after that.
Oh, God.
One of the pictures of the dolphin in a hat is he's wearing like a Navy outfit. So they commented on that picture, someone else, and they said, "I reckon you're in the Marines, right?" And I said, "No, actually, it's Navy SEALs." And I sent that to all my friends. Happy with it. It's okay, Charlie. What are you going to say?
One of my friends goes to university on sort of the border between England and Wales. So where he goes, there's quite a lot of Welsh people come through. And he made a Tinder account where all the pictures were of a sheep. If you don't know, Phil, there's a very untrue stereotype where Welsh people are referred to as sheep shaggers.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I don't really know why or where it comes from. But his bio was something like, "Just looking for a nice Welsh boy to I can take home to my flock."
Fuck.
Oh, no.
But he had like 300 matches. He was
Jesus, fuck!
See, he probably employs the logical strategy, which is to just swipe right for everyone and not do what I do,
yeah,
like
probably.
An idiot, and do my actual opinions while I'm operating an idiot.
I want to do that now. That sounds very fun.
You know what? It's been quite fun. I would recommend people just make a stupid profile. Well, that's what this segment is supposed to be. We workshop a Tinder profile idea that we would have fun making. Has anybody got any fresh ideas? Phil, what would you make? You've just said you'd like to make one.
Oh, God. Fuck.
I've got one if you want a minute to
yeah,
think
if film. You don't mind.
Okay, so his name would be Tony. I need to do a quick bit of research to find out how old he is.
Okay.
Does he happen to be a tiger? A tiger.
Oh, maybe.
Oh my God. Is it Tony the tiger?
I got one. Borrowing Charlie's idea. Okay. Snap, crackle, pop.
Which one, though? All three of them? Do they come?
All three of them.
Do they have a foursome with them?
Yes, they're triplets, and they only date. They all date the same woman.
Tony the Tiger is 60 years old.
Jesus Christ!
He can be a sugar daddy.
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, it's perfect. And
yes.
His bio and the opening message to every girl would just be, "I think you're great."
Yep, very good. Would that be all we put in his bio? What else could we work on? I don't know any of the rest of his catchphrase. Well, I know he's more or less got
me
that
neither.
One, but I haven't seen any adverts in fucking ages.
If I message you, try not to be frosty.
Oh
yes! Oh my God, you are nailing this, Charlie.
Oh God, this is gold. This is pure gold.
On Spotify, you can say what your anthem is. So
it would be the Tony the Tiger theme tune that I'm assuming is on there.
I've got Spotify open. I'm gonna look at it. I'm gonna see what happens.
Eye
of the
Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger.
Okay, good. Very good stuff. Okay.
There is a song from Manchester Orchestra called Tony the Tiger on Spotify.
Oh, what, Phil? What do we think? Eye of the Tiger. I think I has some sexual. Are you playing it?
I played it for less than 8 seconds, so you don't get copyright.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I has some sexual connotations because of deep sexual looks into each other's eyes, but also the eye of the penis because I'm childish. So I feel like Eye of the Tiger is a more Tinder-worthy thing to have than...
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger by whatever... Manchester
Orchestra.
Manchester Orchestra, thank you very much. Don't pretend like you don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to make fun of me if you know that I have 8 posters of Manchester Orchestra around my room. But you know what? It's time to just be honest with myself. I love them. And they're weirdly serial-themed content. That's a sick Tinder profile. If it wasn't linked... I'd love to do it, this segment, and just actually make it, but it's linked to your phone number. So I'd have to just delete my dolphin profile to make the Tony the Tiger profile. Oh. Yeah, it is. Yeah, so if I want to ever have an actual Carlisle Laurent Tinder profile, I have to delete my dolphin profile, which means I'll probably never do Tinder properly. Because I'm not prepared to make that kind of sacrifice.
Who would be? Who would be?
Not for something as mundane as sex, you know? Not doing that. I'm sticking with my dolphin shit. What? Well, that was a lot of
good... You can just add a picture of you to the end of it.
By the way, if this made you laugh, please actually shag me. I am so lonely. Scroll to the last picture to get an idea of what I look like.
It's just you holding a sign that says that.
It's just me holding a sign that, and I'm literally crying.
Oh, God, that's cold.
And I've got one hand that's doing a jazz hand in reference to this podcast, which everyone will have listened to at that point in time.
Can you put podcast as your anthem? Because if so, this would be my anthem on Tinder.
This whole, like, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I think we got through quite a lot of good content today. Presumably, it was content. I've not thought of any way to sign off this podcast. So, you know what? As my first guest, have you guys got any ideas for solid sign-offs that could be different every time, but quite entertaining?
I'm going to take this for you. Going to break it down with a silky smooth voice. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the most content-filled content podcast of content ever. With the amazing Carlisle, the crazy ugly duckling himself, Charlie, and of course, the toupee bandit, Phil Better. Have a good night, and remember, everything is content.
Wonderful.
I feel like I've been sort of touched through the headphones.
I feel like I've been touched. I feel very aroused, and I hope you're comfortable with me telling you that, Phil Better.
It's
just how good you did.
I think you'd be offended if you didn't.
Yeah, I would be if you weren't aroused. Or
you are clearly cut out to be the toupee bandit in real life. You've just got what it takes, haven't you?
I'm serious, Phil. Have you considered a career in ASMR YouTube? Because I think you could get a real stab at that.
You know what? I've kind of looked at it. I may do it, but I don't understand the whole thing.
It's just relaxing.
It kind of freaks me out, too, because there's, like, weird fetishes towards it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Big time.
I love it. That's going to be really confusing for people because they're just going to come to this part of the podcast. Like, hang on, they're uncomfortable with things? That's not something I would have guessed.
No, I'm okay being the toupee bandit, weird ass fucking diseases, but fucking fetishes? Hell no.
Especially sound ones. That's just
yeah,
weird.
Sound fetishes.
Thank you everybody for listening to content, presumably. If you have ideas for segments or something you want me to talk about with my guests, then you can email contentpresumably@gmail.com or you can tweet @cpresumably on Twitter. And thank you so much to my two guests who've come and helped me christen this idea. I hope you've had
fun. You're very welcome. Oh, this was amazing.
I've had a blast.
Cool. Alright, so that'll sign off. Maybe I'll edit it so I'll move Phil's wonderful sign off to the end. But I probably won't.
No, because then it doesn't
make
sense.
Awkward and in the middle, yeah. Cool. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of Content, Presumably. If you'd like to check out the work on the podcasts of the fantastic guests that I had on today, please check the show notes for Charlie's Why Did I Do That podcast, a podcast about embarrassing stories, and Phil Better's pop culture podcast. It's a great time. It's called The Phil Better Show. And thank you so much for listening, and go check them out.